This Gemara that we're starting today, and really the Braisa that we're about to read on that Vav, this is really the basis for the Shaka V'Tarya and all the Gemaras that are going to continue on until the next Mishnah in Yetzias HaShabbos. So those of you who, Mirth Hashem, will want to continue on your own, whatever level, B'kiyas or B'kiyas Plus, you know, to get to the next Mishnah, which would be encouraged, you know, to get to that test on the days. So you understand this is really where it begins. This Braisa is going to be gradually elucidated as the Gemaras go on, and the last part of the Braisa that we're going to read now is going to be really the last piece of Gemara in Daf Tesamid Aleph, right before the Mishnah. Okay, so now that we've discussed, you know, all kinds of inyanim relating to Hutzah, and the inyanim of Hutzah, Nakira, and Hanacha, in terms of Landis, now we're going to get to the bare bones, definitions of Rishuyos. And again, as I say, this is really the foundation of Mesechta Ervin, if you look at the Me'ibah, beginning of Ervin, he explains very beautifully how there are a lot of loose ends of this Braisa that Ervin really fleshes out, and because Shabbos is big enough as it is, so Rebbe Noach Kaddish left a new Mesechta called Ervin to be able to go beyond in terms of the levels and the layers of Inyanim, of Rishuyos, beyond the Doraisas and to the Rabbanans and all the details. That's what was left from Mesechta Ervin. But here we have basic foundation of that whole issue. Zak the Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan. Dalid Rishuyos L'Shabbos. So the Braisa is giving us the number, the significance of Dalid Rishuyos. You know, one of the Rishonim says, Rav Yochanan, Tikanta Shabbos, Matisa Karban Seha. Tikanta, with a kaf, is Milashin Tochen Levenim, like a quota. Why do we associate Shabbos with numbers? It's because we find, regarding Shabbos, that we like to list things by numbers. Lamites Melachas, Aboy Melachas, Chaser Achas. Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There's something about defining it in terms of numbers. Dalid Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four Rishuyos regarding Inyanim of Hotzah on Shabbos. The dinim that are going to flow from this are not going to be four. They're really going to be three. But L'maisa Dalid Rishuyos L'Shabbos as follows. Rishus HaYachid U'Rishus HaRabim V'Karmelis U'Makom Ptur. These are the four labels, the four names that the Braisa is now going to elaborate on, and by the time we get to the end of the Braisa, we'll have covered all four, but the Braisa along the way gives us more information as we go through it. So now he's going to define for us one at a time. Ve'ezohi Rishus HaYachid. Rashi right away tells us, Dalid Rishu is cool mefarshle. In other words, it's all going to get explained as we go on. So ve'ezohi Rishus HaYachid. So the Braisa now gives us two examples of Rishus HaYachid. What is the first example? Charitz shehu amok yud v'rachav dalet. And then the second example, v'chein geder shehu gavoa yud v'rachav dalet. Charitz is a ditch, and now within the ditch you have the surrounding area which serves sort of as a machitza. It's the depth is 10, so you have 10 tefachim in terms of the height of the ditch, or the depth of it. Berachav Dalit. Similarly, Geder, Shehu Gavoa Yud, Berachav Dalit. Rashi says, Geder, Kosel, Shehu Gavoa Yud, Berachav Dalit, Havi Rishus HaYachid. What does Rashi want here? Geder, Kosel. The point here is this. We're talking about an area that's surrounded by machitzos. And I have to see exactly what that means in terms of geder. But one could have made the mistake of saying that the geder is the geder that's surrounding an area within it, enclosing an area. But that's not the pshat at all. That's not what the braisa means. The braisa means that the top of this wall is Rishus HaYachid, like a pillar. So geder, Rashi says, kosel, that kosel itself is gavoa yud v'rachav dalet, havi Rishus HaYachid. These are the two examples, and on this the Braisa comments, Zuhi Rishus HaYachid Gemura. And this Gemara is going to analyze later what the significance of this Lashon is. As if Zuhi Rishus HaYachid Gemura, why emphasize that? What is striking in this Braisa is, as the Ritva already notes and Pnei Yeshua note, is that perhaps the most obvious example was left out. What would we imagine is the most obvious example of Rishus HaYachid? An area that's enclosed. It's enclosed by, we'll have to see, big machlokas, rishonim, three walls, midoraisa is enough, or four walls is what's required. And that's the obvious example, which is omitted here. Instead, it gives you an example of charitz, which is a chidush, that you can even have it down below the ground. But again, you have the surrounding area serving as the machitza, and you have the example of the wall. Of the wall, meaning on the top of the wall, that's a rishus hayachid. Now you have to know what's the machitza for that area. And from Rashi Amidbeis, we'll see, we medayik na Rashi carefully, Rashi seems to suggest that you have the notion of good asik, in other words, that you could imagine the last layer of the width of the wall would be going up, and that would serve as the enclosure around the area around it. So therefore, the surface on the top of the kosel is Rishus HaYachid, because it is considered to be surrounded by machitzos, namely the edge of the wall on either and every side is going up. There is a machokas later on. There's a lot of inyanim. We're not going to get into obviously all the details of these inyanim, but later on, the Rishonim that say in Perek HaZorek that the inyan of Rishus HaYachid Olad Gorokia would not be said by kosel, by an amud. It would only be said by an area that's mamish and kosel by mechitzos. But maybe it's mash, maybe others would disagree with this. But our kopanim, this is one category, one rishus hayachid, and the Ritva points out, so why didn't it mention the obvious example? So the answer is, it's obvious, so it doesn't have to tell it to you. The Rishus is only telling you what's considered a chidush. That's what the Ritva says. Heirush, afilu kigon zeh chasha b'shut sayochet ki'ilu hu bayis yeshu abro ha'bo mukat machitzos kemuros kibos ha'sara v'achin gemiri lo. How do we know that in fact it goes beyond the case of a house with walls? We have a tradition. What does that mean? Halacha Moshe Mitzinai mistama. That defines b'shut sayochet. So even this, the obvious case, didn't have to be mentioned. Maybe we should already point this out now, the question of 3 versus 4. The big machlokes, as a shortcut, I guess, the Bir Halacha sums up the various shittas in the beginning. Of Simen Shin Samach Gimel, the first Bir Halacha. We're talking about a case of an area that has 3 machitzos. Is that called Rishus Yachid min HaTorah? If a person throws from a Rishus of 3 machitzos to a Rishus HaRabin, is he violating Doraisa Lechet Sotza? Yesh Pukta Zeh Ben HaRishonim Udas HaRabam Perek Yudalit Mikri Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah Ela Ba'arba Mechitzos. Or what could serve also as Ab Mechitzos is 3 Mechitzos plus what's called a Lechi in the fourth wall. That counts as a Mechitza. And therefore that's the equivalent of 4 Mechitzos. Apparently Ben Chanano and Erev and Yudbeis holds the same way. That's not the majority of the Shittas. But that's Rova Poskim, for example, Rashi and Erev and Yudbeis, Tosis in many places. The Ravid and Hasogus and the Rabbam there, the Rosh of Ging of Sukkah, the Rosh of Vodas HaKodesh, Chidushi HaRitva, B'shlosha Mechitzos, or B'shtei Mechitzos Belechi, that's called Rishus HaYachid Gomer Min HaTorah. Okay, let's keep that in mind. Yes?
Just, if it has 2 walls, only 2 walls, right?
Right, so, plus a Lechi.
The Lechi, is that considered,
Lechi can serve as a third wall.
Is that like a Mavoy Shema Fulash or a
We'll get to all of this soon. But this is an important machlokas in terms of how to explain the whole Mishnah, what the whole tikkun of Lechi and Korah is going to be impacted by this. Do you have a Rishus HaYachid Doraisa with 3 machitzas? Okay, this is the first part of the Braith. So we'll see more about it as we go along. Let's continue. The second category, the second resource, says the Braitha. The Ezohi resource Rabim. So here we have, before we had two examples given about resource Yachid, now we're going up. Now we're going to have three examples of resource Rabim. First, Saratya, and then Uplatya, Gdola, that's the second example, and then third, Umavos Hamafulashim. And on this, the Braitha also comments on these examples, Zohi Rishus HaRabim Gimura, similar language to what it used regarding Rishus HaYachid and the labeling of the examples he gave for that. What are the three examples? Sratya. Rashi says, Mesila Shaochin Ba Me'ir La'ir. This is an ear, like a highway. It's a road that you can go from one city to the other. So that's traversed by a lot of people. Rishus HaRabim, defined as it's a public thoroughfare, and that's going one city to the other. That's one example. Mesila, Sratya. The other example is Platya, Platya Gedola. Rashi says, Rechava Shalir, Shesham is Kapsin Leschora. That's the main square of the city that is the place that people gather for business. So cities typically had a main area that would be where people would congregate, and that's called Platya. And that's Rishus HaRabim again, because that's an area that people come together. And then what's the third example? Mevos Hamafulashim. Mevos means like a pathway that you can go through to get through, like mavo, like to go through. Mefulashim means that it opens up. Rashi says Mefulash Mishnei Rashehen. In other words, it ends on either side. Where? So Rashi says Leplatya, the question of the Girsa here. Others have a Girsa, not Leplatya, but what? Le Sratya. Let's take it one at a time. In other words, it's a Mavoi, an area that you can go get through from that, and either end, it will end up in Rishus HaRabim. Be it the Rishus HaRabim Leplatya, if that's the Girsa, or Sratya would be the same thing. In other words, it's a street that goes through from one end it's a Rishus HaRabim, on the other end it's a Rishus HaRabim, and people can walk, the Rabim can go from through it. Yeah?
Would it be that both sides have to be the same exact kind of Rishus HaRabim, based on the
whole gear? Doesn't say, not necessarily. Now Rashi adds something more. Rashi says, Mevos Shalir Rechavim Yudvav Amma. The mocker for Rashi is the Gemara in Shabbos Perek Hazor Reik Sadi Tesa Mid Aleph. The Lashon Gemara Derech Rishus HaRabim Sheish Esrei Amma. The Gemara learns it out because of the Mishkan. Everything is from the Mishkan. We'll see also the Rashi in Kosis and Erev Nedav Beis in the first Rashi that I gave you to look at. That we learn many things from the Mishkan. Obviously Melachos, but even in terms of Hotzah and the nature of Rishios, we learn from the Mishkan. The Gemara makes a cheshbon there, that when you had the agolos that had the krushim on them, so they would be pairs of agolos. The Bnei Merari had a number of agolos, and they would be going two by two. Now, the way it worked is that you'd have each agolo would be five, the width, five, and in between one agolo and the other was five, that makes 15, and the Gemara says that there would be a Ben Levi that would be there as well, making sure that the krushim would not fall and slip. So that's how the Gemara makes the cheshbon right before the Mishnah, Sadi Tesamid Aleph, that you get the shear of Tes Zayin or Yudvav Amma. Okay, so that's the makor that you have Tes Zayin Amma. Now, does that mean the entire stretch of the Mavoi has to be that way? That's all these Yama discussed in Tosis and the Shonin, the Shulchan Aruch. As long as some part of it is Tes Zayin Amma, that could be enough. Now, that's in terms of the Mavoi. So the Mavoi is what the public will go through it. And it will end up in the Rishus HaRabim, and that itself takes on the status of Rishus HaRabim. When we get through the whole sugya, after Amid Beis, we'll get into this inyan hopefully as well, at least a little bit, the whole question of Shishim Ribo. I'm just going to mention it now, just to be aware that there's this whole huge machlokas which has tremendous ramifications for Tikkun Erevin in big cities. Even if it's, let's say, a big city, but not Shishim Ribo, But the halacha is that you cannot make an Eruv in the way that we do with Thuras HaPesach if you have a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa. The Yerushalayim, it says it's only because the doors would be closed at night because you have doors. And without doors, you can't have a Tikkun Eruvin. So if you want to use Eruvin as we would use it in Eruvin Metropolis, you have to try to assume that it's not going to be enough to be called Shishin Ribo, and then you have to know how to define Shishin Ribo. All that is to assume that you need Shishin Ribo again every day, or what area. All these questions have to be sorted out. Potentially Shishin Ribo, or that in fact there is a Shishin Ribo, in what area and every day or how often, all these details. But there may be no requirement at all of Shishin Ribo. It could be Rishus HaRabim without it. And if so, then you have a major problem. If it qualifies as Rishus HaRabim, based on the criteria that we have here, you have streets that are a Mavui, and it leads into Rishus HaRabim, it leads to a Platya, it leads to a Sratya, then you have a problem with just constructing an Erev as we would imagine doing it in the city. The reason why it's done typically in a city is because you say that you need a requirement of Shishin Ribo. And then the question becomes, how do you define Shishin Ribo? And then maybe big cities, like a really big city, then even if you hold, like the Rishonim, that you need Shishin Ribo, but you have it. And that's again where these issues come up in terms of places like New York and so on. Again, all this has to wait for everything, till we wait to the Makor itself, at least within our Gemara of this idea, on Amid Beis, Tosfos is going to make mention of this. Notice at this point, there's no mention in the Gemara whatsoever of Shishin Ribo defining Rishus HaRabim. No mention, and there really is no Gemara. It's all Rishonim that say it. All it says in the Gemara for Rishus HaRabim is three examples: Sratya, Platya, Gdola, and the Mavoi that's Mefulash. And as Rashi says, it ends up in the Rishus HaRabim on either side. And that's how you get. You can go through it. And it has to be Tazayin Amawad. That's what Rashi says. Okay, so now we have the second Rishus. And we call that Rishus HaRabim Gemura. And now the Braisa comments the halachas relating to what we've just mentioned, to the two Rishus. Zok the Braisa, Ein motziyim Rishus HaYachid Zu, Rishus HaRabim Zu, to what we just described as Rishus HaYachid. Any of the examples, you cannot go and take something out of that. Anyone else Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim that I just described. The Ein Machnisa in the other direction, Rishus HaRabim Zu, Rishus HaYachid Zu, that's an Issa Doraisa of Hotzah, either from either way, in either direction. And what are the consequences? V'imhotzi v'hichnis, if you would go either way, to go out to Rishus HaRabim or to come in from Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, v'shogit chayiv chatos, v'mezid, o nishkaris v'niska. B'shogeg d'chiv v'schatas, and b'nezid, it's anishkaris without hasra, and with hasra there will be skila. Rashi explains anishkaris b'lo hasra v'niska b'hasra. So we've explained so far two of the four rishus. The Bryce is now going to get into the third rishus. The way it does it, it doesn't just say, and now the example, and zuhi kamalis. It sort of goes to the way it presents Kamalis, it presents it and as the contrast to what we just had. Avo, Yam, Ubika, Bistivanis, Vehakamalis. Four examples. So we're working up from two, Shisayachid examples, three, Bishisarabim examples, and now four, the Kamalis. Yam, Ubika, Vistivanis, Vehakamalis, Eina, Lokir Shisarabim, Velokir Shisayachid. What are these four things? Yam is obvious, what Yam is. Yam is an ocean, a body of water. Ubika. Bika is an area, a field, Sadus Harbe. Istavonis, Rashi says, Shufnei Achaniyos, Shiyoshmi Sham Socharim. So it's like an area that's not the main area of the city where people congregate, but there's like an area in front of some stores. We had like the equivalent of stub, probably the same shoresh of the word, also stub that we had before, derech stub. And then the akamalis, which Rashi says, Gemara is going to explain later what this means, because the chora all these akamalis, v'akamalis kamei parach atu kohani yamu bika laf hainu akamalis tani tana le'el. So what's this, a fourth example? Gemara is going to give a teretz what it means. So in any case, four examples. Eina, Rashi's goros apparently, a nun, makes more sense, a nun, Lo kirshus harabim, lo kirshus. Rashi had it the other way around. Enon lo kirshus hayachid. Rashi had first. Okay, Lo kishus hayachid. Why not? Just in terms of the explaining what makes it different. Mishum did. Why is it not kishus hayachid exactly? Mishum did dam yelushus harab dein lemachitzas. It doesn't have enclosures in the same way that kishus hayachid does. The bika, the yam, the area, you know, where the front of the sochrim. On the other hand, below kishus harabim, why the einan domin ledigay midbar. The rab liluchah de rab mavidi. It's not designed for the masses to be. It's not like a, you know, public in that sense. It's not meant for the public to go through it. Yeah. One could have added, it's not Rishus HaYachid in another sense. It's not really a place, we'll get to this soon in the Tosfos, it's not really a place that's naturally designed for Dira. When you have a, you know, this is not, it's not, Rishus HaYachid has a certain association with a place that's like private or for people to stay, to live. These are not Yam Bikas, Davanis are not that way. In any case, it's not Rishus HaYachid exactly, there's no machitzo, it's not Rishus HaRabim because it's not Doma Dili Midbar, it's not a public thoroughfare. And therefore, what's the halacha? It's a category called Carmelis, it's a third category. The Ein Nosin V'Nosin B'Tocha, what does that mean? Ein Nosin V'Nosin B'Tochan, as Rashi is B'Tochan, Kolomar. What does the Kolomar mean? Ein B'Taltelin Bahen Ela B'Toch Arba. What does Rashi mean, Kolomar? What would be the mistake here? What does Rashi want you to know here? What is the Taich Nosin V'Nosin? Don't mistake it to mean.
What business?
Don't Masil Matan is a colloquial expression for business. It's not to do with business here, commerce. It has to do with carrying. Even though, if you go back to the origin of the word, you know, carrying, it also has to do with business, like in Sukkim in Tanakh, in Chemya, and other places, in Yirmiyahu. You know, not to carry, have to do with the fact that people would be doing business on Shabbos. It could be that etymologically has a connection. But and so maybe that's why Brisa uses the expression. But in terms of the halachic definition of enosin benosin, we're talking about the idea called being metaltel. You're not allowed to be metaltel out of arba amis. Ein metaltel behen ela betoch arba. You have to stay within dalet amis. And the reason why is not isidoraisa. It's only drabbanan. Mishum de domen rishus harabim. In some respects, these areas are like rishus harabim. As we said, it doesn't have a machitza. The Gazu ben Rabban atu rishus harabim. So the chachamim made a gzeira. But suppose a person did carry more than 4 amis within these areas. The imnasa v'nasan b'tochan, I guess. Again, Rashi begins b'tochan. If these areas a person would carry, patu. On this, at the same time, so it's usher to carry more than 4 amis, but it's pater. Similarly, the ein motzin mitocha or mitochan again, rishus harabim, v'lo meishus rabim mitocha. In other words, you can't transfer from this area to rishus harabim, nor the other way around. And similarly, the machnisin meishus hayachid mitocha v'lo mitocha rishus hayachid. You can't transfer from this area that we're describing here as a carmelis to rishus hayachid, or vice versa. And the imhotzi v'hichnis pat. And Rashi explains, and this completes the third category. The zui karmelis hamura l'mala. So we've now gone through 3 of the 4 rishuyas. Question, Yoel. Now it's interesting. You would expect the b'raisa to go to the rishus number 4, which is what? Malkum tur. But the b'raisa doesn't do that. The b'raisa gives us another halacha, and yet, as Rashi will emphasize, this is not to be construed as 1 of the 4 Rishuyas, even though the heading of the Brisa was Dal Rishuyas. This is sort of like a digression that the Brisa gives us. Chatseros Sherabim Umevos She'enam Mifulashim. 2 cases the Brisa now identifies. Chatseros Sherabim, Rashi says, Chatser Sherabim Shepsuchin L'chatser Batim Rabim. So you have a courtyard, many houses open into this joint courtyard that is shared by all the residents of the houses around the chatzer. Now, from the chatzer, ultimately, where will you end up? The chatzer psucha rishus harabim. The chatzer will end up opening to rishus harabim. Ubnei habatim yotzim derech chatzer rishus harabim. Now, Lemaisa, Rashi is not 100% precise as the way we know it from Erevin. The way it typically was in the time of the Mishnah was that the chutzah wouldn't open directly to Rishus HaRabim. The way it worked is that people would go from the house into the chutzah. And then the chutzah would open to an area called a mavui. And different chutzahs could open to that one mavui. And the mavui was the way that you'd get to Rishus HaRabim. It could be Rashi's Labdafka. Rashi means ultimately you end up to Rishus HaRabim. Rashi doesn't mean a case which is not the norm. Rashi means that you have the bias, the various houses that open to the chutzah, and then eventually you'll get to Rishus HaRabim. How? You go through the chutzah, and then you'll end up in the mavui, and then from the mavui you'll get to Rishus HaRabim. Okay. And again, it could be different chutzahs opening to that one mavui, and the mavui is what's going to lead you to Rishus HaRabim. But right now we're interested in the chutzah itself, vis-a-vis the house. So now the Braisa says that chutzahs shel rabim, again, meaning that many people share the joint chutzah. And now umevaos she'enan mifulashin. Now we have the case of the mavui that I just referred to. What is a mavui she'enan mifulash? Meaning she'rosho echad sasun. One end of the mavui is closed. It doesn't go through to Rishus HaRabim on the other side. V'chatzeros psuchin lo. And what opens into the mavui? Various chatzeros. Like I just gave you an example. Different chatzeros open to that mavui. So we have two examples of cases that are areas that are shared by different people. The chutzer is shared by different people of the various houses that enter into that go into the chutzer, and we have the mavui that's shared by the various people that live in the various chutzeros that go into the mavui. So that's called enam mefulash, meaning that the mavui itself is not going to end up in the Rishus HaRabim. Otherwise, what do we say about that mavui if it's tezainam along, wide? We said before, if it's a mavui that's not that's mefulash, that is the Rishus HaRabim. But the answer is this mavui is a mavui we call mavui sasun. It's closed on one end, and on the other end, that's how people from the house eventually to the chatzar eventually in the mavui will end up in Rishus HaRabim. So then, in these cases, ervu mutarin lo ervu asurin. This is really Erevin, beginning of Erevin. You need to, and a lot of Erevin, I should say, Ervu Mutar. What kind of Ervu are we talking about? Rashi explains. Ervu. Kol habatim shel chatzer yachad bepas. We call that Eruvei Chatzeros. So all the houses come together, they all contribute a little bit of bread, and they put it in the house of one of them, that person is the one that, you know, I mean, he doesn't have to give, it's his house, but everyone else is considered to be living in his house because they gave some bread. That's the case of the Erev of Chatzeros of the houses, so that they can now use, they can carry to the Chatzer. And the Chenglin HaMavoyim Erev HaChatzeros HaPsuchos Lo B'Yachad. We call that, Rashi doesn't give you the label, it's called Shitufei Mavoos. Again, distinct terms. Erev HaChatzeros is for the people in the houses to combine in order they can go and carry out to the chutzah. And now in terms of Shitufim Mavos, is the people of the various chutzeros had to come together. He already doesn't have to be passed. Notice Rashi says pass initially, but Shitufim Mavos can be with wine, barrel wine. Again, if you want Mishnah, you know I'm referring to, Mistama. So Shitufim Mavos, that's the case that the people of the various chutzeros came together. Mutarim. And what is the purpose of the Eruv HaChatzeros Shitufim Mavos? To do what? Look specifically at Rashi. The Braisa doesn't elaborate. Mutarin versus Asurin. Mutarin, what's Mutar? Lo Eruv Asim. Suppose something was in the Chatzah before Shabbos started. You need an Eruv HaChatzeros to move in the Chatzah? Absolutely not. What is the status of the Chatzah? It's a Chatzah Yachid. And similarly, in terms of the Mavui, that's considered a Mavui that's not Mefulash. It's a Chatzah Yachid. It's three walls. And according to the Rambam, you have to say there was a lechi, so now you're Rishus HaYachid, fine. So really, there should be no problem at all. In a chenami, what's in the chatzer, in the mavui, in a case like that, is not a problem. It's Rishus HaYachid. So, yeah, you have every right to carry what's in the chatzer or the mavui. What else do you have a right to do, seemingly, to carry from the house to the chatzer, or from the chatzer to the mavui? But here's what the Chachamim wanted you to do. In order to carry, as Rashi now says, from the house to the chutzah, or from the chutzah to the mavui, something that when Shabbos entered was in the house, and you want to take it out to the chutzah on Shabbos, or something you want to carry out to the mavui on Shabbos that wasn't there before Shabbos, that's where you need this tikkun called Eruv HaChatzeros or Shitufim Mavos. Mutarim Zat Rashi, what? So if it was already in the chatzer, was shobes there when Shabbos came in, no problem, because we already have a rishus ayachid. But in terms of this new tikkun to take from the house to the chatzer, similarly from the chatzer to the mavui, that's what's mentioned here. Mutarin and lo erbu asum. What's the pshat here? Why is it so? So Rashi mitnei Shabbayis miyuchedes libaolah. In other words, here we have tier number two with inyanim avotsa. Midoraisa, there is no basis for distinction between a rishus hayachid of a house, which is yachid of a chatzer, which is yachid of a mavui. It's all rishus hayachid based on the standards of rishus hayachid. So there should be no reason why you can't carry from one rishus hayachid to the other. But what is it that the chachamim felt they had to create here? There's still gradations here. There's more rishus hayachid, quote unquote, in a house than in the chatzer. Because what's more exclusive? The house. I'm the only one that's in the house. In the chatzer, I have to share that space with others. So Rashi, mipnei shabayis miyuchedes lebaalecha. That's mamish private. In every respect, it's just me. Whereas the chatzer b'shus lekula, the chatzer is a shared b'shus hayachid. The nimsa, and therefore, and the chachamim view this as a certain level of hotzam b'shus rishus, because you went from a bias which is b'shus hayachid in a fuller sense, in terms of the sense of the exclusive nature of it, not in terms of the machitzos shabbat. Machitzos shabbat, there really is no difference. But in terms of the fact that it's more miyucha to me, and the chatzer is for everybody, the nimsa motzam b'shus rishus. So why did the Chachamim do this? So Rashi, here's the reason. I mean, the Chachamim had a reason behind why they made such an Isser and a requirement of the Tikkun. Lasos siyag Torah, laharchik. The Bach adds, based on, you see this in the Ran's Lashon as well, laharchik in the back, laharchik ha'adam in avera, the Lashon in the Mishnah and Brachas. The Chachamim did this, laharchik adam in avera. If the Chachamim didn't make such a tikkun that you have to have a name chaser to mavos, people might end up carrying from shus hayachid to shus harabim. How so? You could envision two possibilities. Either it means a person will take from the chaser to the mavui and then keep walking, and then he of course enters in shus harabim. That could be. Or it just means on a different occasion. You know, either the thing itself that you took out from the house to the chatzer, or the chatzer to the mavui, you end up continuing on with your walk. So now that you have this halacha that you have to have a chatzer, so you have a zecher, a way to remember that you're not, you know, that it's different, and you can't. Or people will make the mistake in general. If you're carrying already, people don't realize, well, lamdish wise, you know, chatzer is the same as hayachid as a bayis. People see you carrying from the house to an outdoor area, and they'll say, ah, there's no problem to carry. You can carry. You can carry from the Shus HaRabim too. They don't realize that Chatzar has a halachic status of the Shus HaYachid. They look at it as the Shus HaYachid is in the house, and the Shus HaRabim is out of the house. Maybe that's what Rashi means. So if they didn't create this new system, people would end up being lax in the whole Yonim of Otsar and Jenim. That's what Rashi means. I'm not sure which way to learn it. Maybe both possibilities could be true. It's either that person will end up going to the Shus HaRabim, or just in general, a person will not recognize that there's any problem at all to go to the Shus HaRabim. This is the inyan called Eruv HaChatzer Shitufim Mavos. The issue is, why is this in the Braisa? Especially since we haven't gotten to the fourth Rishus. So we'll have to keep this question in mind. Let's finish the Braisa. So having mentioned Carmelis, the Braisa mentions this inyan of the two cases, Chatzeros Shorabim and Mavos Sheinim Mefulashim, which require Eruv in order to metaken it, to carry from what's inside to what is outside. Vaiter says the Braisa, Adam Omed Al Eskupa. What is an Eskupa? A threshold, right? No tell me Balabayis. Now on either side, now we're going back a paragraph after the Mishnah, the first Mishnah Shabbos. So you have the on the outside Baal Bayis inside. This person is in between. No tell me Baal Bayis v'no singo. You can take from the Baal Bayis inside and give to him. In other words, there's no transfer of Rishus from the Rishus Hayachid to the Iskupa or vice versa. Similarly, v'no tell me ani v'no singo. You can take from the Rishus Harabim and give back to Rishus HaRabim. There's no malacha of Otsa even a drabbanon on any level. But what should he not do? Uvilvad shelo yitol mi balabais for no thing la'ani. Don't go full circle. Not full circle. We have to go across the thread to the other side. Or mi ani v'nosim balabais. This is not a doraisa either. In other words, if you would go without stopping, you get the problems, as we had sugis already. But he means, meaning what? If you would stop in between, and then you'd continue to go to the other side. The imnata v'nasan, shilashtan peturin, says Rashi. So what is this part of the braisa coming to do, and how does it fit in with the heading? Adam omed al eskupa, and so on. V'zehu makom toshus gomalis. It's not explicit in the braisa that this is number three, this is number four. You have to sort of like identify where's the third rishus. The first two were clear. And then the rest is just like a series of halachas. So you have to pin down what in the braisa is rishus three and what is rishus number four. And the answer is the commonest cases is the third rishus. Then we sort of mention on the side the Eruv Mutarin, Lo Eruv Asurin. And then we have another halacha, which is now the fourth rishus. Now she explains it as follows. It's not its own rishus. And what makes the askupa not its own rishus, and therefore defined as a fourth rishus? It's interesting. Rashi says it's not chashav rishus la'atzmo, and yet it's counted as the fourth of the dalet rishus. It's not rishus la'atzmo to make an iser. Merishus l'rishus, but in terms of classifying that would be rishus, it's a rishus mitzvah. Uvilvad shelo yito, why not? Why can't you go from the ani to the balabais through the makom tur? So you stopped in between. What's the problem? Each time you went, you didn't do anything wrong. The mezalzo b'yisui shabbos l'chatchila ligrom hotzam mishus yavushus aradim ugzera. That what might happen? Dil ma'asi la'kule la'fuke la'hedya mishus yavushus aradim. It might end up leading to a direct transfer. Yes, Nechasi.
Two questions. Why does it not say Makom Tor right now? Why does it say through an iskupa?
Yeah. It just gives the example. It doesn't, see, even by Kamalis, it says the Hakamalis, and that's become the term that we always use, but the Braisa didn't say Zehu. The only time the Braisa spoke about Ezo and Zehu, Zuhi, is only by the first two. In terms of really defining a rishus by its label, by its name, it only did it the first two times. And the third time, it just gave you examples. And now you have to figure out, that's the third rishus, and that's the fourth rishus. Yeah, that's what you notice.
And also, why is it that all three are putter?
Why are three? Because no one did a malacha. No one did a malacha. You know, the ani gives it to the guy in the eskupa, what did he do? He went from a rishus ha'arabim to a makom tur.
Why should it be patra of aser?
You're asking the lashon patra is mashma that it's going to be aser drabanan, and it shouldn't be that way. It should be mutter. Okay, so who says maybe in a chanami? Shmuel's rule is going on the mishnayos, right? Can be medayik in the brisa. Shulashtam turin. I mean, it says that you can do it. No, he means He means if he would go ahead and actually go to the other side. That's the point. In Natal Vinasa means he went from the Ani to the Balabais. He says Notel, he could go Notel Balabais for no single, Notel Ani for no single. That's the Chatchila. Then what he should not do is take from the Balabais and give to the Ani. Let's say he does that. Let's say the Ani gives it to him, and he ends up giving it to the Balabais. Did the Ani do anything wrong? No, Dani gave it to him. Did he do anything wrong? Midaraisa? No. No, it's not because he's not supposed to go to the other side, because it's zilzu in Yisurei Shabbos. That uvachi lo yito from one and give to the other.
Why three?
Why all three of them?
It should be the one guy in the middle.
I mean, it should only be saying in a chanami. So what's your kasha? But it has to say, it says shloshim peturin, because regarding to one of them, it's not going to be mutter. So it says shloshim peturin. For the two of the three, it's going to be pater mutter, and one of the three, it's going to be pater avalasim. We have something similar in the Mishnah too, by the Tosus Biskei Rid. In the case of shnei peturin of the Mishnah, where according to Biskei Rid, one of them really did nothing. If he did no shini rishus, it was pater mutter. So you can ask over there too, what's the peturin? So I think at the time one of you answered very well. Shneim Bituin, because the other guy is Patra Avalasis, and the Mishnah uses the same lesson for both. If you're isolating one person, you say Patra, then Chor has him Patra Avalasis. So maybe that's the Pshat here too. Yosef and Daniel, yeah. Sorry. I said Yosef and Daniel. Okay, so Yosef first, yeah. Okay. The Kiddush does this week's parsha, you know. Understand? Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
It sounds like Rashi is saying two reasons: Zazel and Zira. Is it the same?
Zazel beisuri Shabbos lichatchila ligram hotzah meshesh sarabim ugzeira dema asi leakule. Saying what's mashma at 2 points: the zilzol. The zilzul is you did something that's flirting with a real malacha. It's not a real malacha. That's maybe what it means. You mezalzul in the sense that you did something which potentially can lead to the. Maybe that's how you can read it. I hear you, diuk. Sounds like zera. It's like that's the reason why it's usher. Maybe they made the zera because you're being mezalzul, and it could lead to something. That's the reason. For the Zera, and that's itself, the problem itself lies in the fact that it can lead to that. Yeah. Yeah.
So over here, Rashi seems to be saying that it's Pasha that the Askopa is coming as a Makom Pater. But I thought we already determined, even Rashi said it's Pasha for the fact that we establish in Erevin that Askopa is really a karmless. And we already talked about.
Depends on the dimensions. That's exactly the point.
Right,
it depends on the dimensions.
It depends on the dimensions, yes. As in,
if it's Rachav Dalet, if it's Gimel from the ground and Rachav Dalet, that's a karmelis. If it's less than Gimel, it's Batul to the ground. So we know that. So with Gimel Ates, so if it's not Rachav Dalet, it's a Makom Tur. If it's Rachav Dalet, it's a karmelis. So we're discussing here that it's above 3 from the ground and it's not Rachav Dalet. That's a Makom Tur case.
So the Rashi over here, when he says on and the base when he says Mukimad, the school of garments, Gibon Gavoa Gimel, he's talking about specifically over there where the Gemara decided to say that this karma that we're talking about.
Yeah, that's a rachav dalet, obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, why is the guy not chayev when he takes from the yachid and goes through the.
So I think the answer is because if you would go straight, then you have the issues of that we had derech, we have the discussions we had a sugya like that. If you go from Shus HaYachid, Shus HaRab, derech Makom Ptur, like Tosus discussed, right, in the Nazeh sugya, right, so that's because you went straight. That's called Maver Derech Olav, went by a Makom Ptur. That's because you went straight. That's the Gemara, according to Rashi, that's what it means. Nach versus Lo Nach, the Gemara in Daf. Top of Daf Tes, the top line. Hasam nach hachal, hasam lo nach hachal nach. According to Rashi, that's the difference. That if it was nach ben makom tur, then it's not called a direct transfer. So, if it was not nach, then it's a problem. If in between it was nach in the makom tur, then you really didn't do anything wrong at either end, except that since you end this chayfet started with Shus HaYachid, and you brought it to makom tur, you should not bring that chayfis over to Rishus HaRab. That's the zilzul. That's Asid Rabban.
Is this case going straight or not?
No. So it means that, you stopped. But now you shouldn't go, after you took it from the Ani, you shouldn't go give it to the Baal Bais.
So if it's going, talking about stopping, it should be Pater Mutter, because that's the zilzul.
No, but that's the Asid Rabban. That's exactly the Asid Rabban. Yeah. Even though you stopped. Okay, let's find the last part of the Braisa. An Acherim moment, this is Rav Meir's Shita. Acherim is Rav Meir. What do they hold? Iskupa Mishameshes Beis Rishuyos. Rashi explains, Pa'am Mishi Mishameshes Betoris Rishus Yachet, Pa'am Mishus Arabin. Bizman Shah Pesach Pasuach, Yilf Nim, if the door is open, as it didn't like Rishus Yachet, Pesach Na'ul, then Tilachutz. The im, so that's another shita. Rashi says what? Ukamem first of the shili kulish maitza. You want to know where? This is mamish, the last piece of Gemara. The last piece of Gemara, right before the Mishnah Tesamid Beis, the last couple lines in Tesamid Aleph. The im hoisis kubagavoyed, or next to that. No, or they make me come out like the very end of Daf Tes, but actually the top of Daf Tes, and then the last part is the part that's coming now. The last umud. Tesamid Aleph, that's what the Gemara is discussing, this part. And finally, the last part of the Mishnah, the last line, That's what you brought up, Yosef. Let's say, well, it's no, you talk about karmas. Here it's the gevor yud lechav dalet. Then what do we have? Have a rishus ga'atzma. Then what do we have again? Rishus ayachid. Rishus ga'atzma. Apishi rishus ayachid. I mean, le'el begeder gevor yud lechav dalet. Have a rishus bifnei atzma. In what sense? The ein motziyim min habayis l'tolcha, which is what we discussed. Will come in first time. What that's about? Why can't? It's a special din. You can't take from the bayis to that area either. The skupa, that's the rishus ayachid. Okay, this is the braisa. Now again, you can imagine this braisa is, you know, the basis of all the sugyas that come forward, and also an erevin. There's a lot of things we have to begin to start sorting out. We have to start somewhere. Yeah, then yeah.
According to Achim, he's arguing and saying that it wouldn't be such a turn in the middle of Gavichayev. Is that what he's saying?
Right, he would say it depends what's going on in terms of the Pesach. Right, they're arguing. Right. This braisa is quoted by Rashi and Ervin in the very beginning of Ervin. So that's what he gave it to you. There are two in Yanim that we should again emphasize vis-a-vis the drabbanans that are superimposed on the doraisa template. One is the drabbanan relating to that we talked about in the braisa here. Of shitufim mavos and rubi chaseros, when you want to take something from the bayis to the chaser, which is everyone's shared chaser, or from the chaser to the mavui, and that's where we have to do what's called rubi chaseros or shitufim mavos. That's one layer that Chachamim superimposed on Yoni Hotzah Doraisa. And then there's something else, and that's what the first Mishnah is getting to in Erevin, and that's what we have Lechi and Korah, the Minogeah for the Gemara that we're going to do next with Rabbi Yehuda. The Lechi and Korah. That means the following. I have a Mavui Sasu, meaning not Mefulish. On one end, it's going to go through Shisarab, but the other end, it's just going to be ultimately a dead end. You're not going to get through Shisarab. It's going to lead into basically closed, and then you get to Chaseros and Batim. But to get out through Shisarab, they'll use that Mavui. So right now, this Mavui has three walls. Right? Three walls. And then you can get into the Mavui at different points from the various chaseros that open into the Mavui. And then you get to Rishus HaRab. Can you carry in this Mavui even something that's in the Mavui, not from the chaser, in the Mavui? Can you carry Dalet Amos? Can you carry? It should be mutter if you hold to Rishus HaYachid. It should be mutter if it's considered to be a Makom Tur, or Carmelis. And yet, the bottom line is, it's not mutter without a tikkun in the form of either a lechi or a korah. And that's the Mishnah in Erev in the beginning. Now, if you assume that three walls of the Rishus HaYachid, which is most Rishonim, as we alluded to before, that means that the Chachamim felt the need to require something more. Even though it's Rishus HaYachid, you should be able to carry. The Chachamim required some kind of an additional tikkun in the form of either a lechi, which is a vertical pole, or a korah, which is a horizontal beam. And then the Mishnah opens in Erevin. The first Mishnah is, depending on how high the beam is, whether it's a kosher korah as a tikkun to be able to carry in the mavui. So what's all this about? That's the first Rashi in Erevin. Rashi says, on the Mishnah, mavui shu gavola ma'al miyasir ma'ama yimai. If it's too high, above 20 amos, it doesn't have the heker that you need, just like by sukkah, a similar thing. If it's higher than 20 amos, it's no good, it's pasul. The Gemara is going to compare the lashonis in the Mishnah and the Erevin versus that in sukkah. So it says you might, but you have to lower it. So what's the context of this entire halacha? What's this halacha of korah and mavui? So Rashi gives us a little bit of an entry into this inyan. Says Rashi, this, we're talking about a korah now, not a lechi. This korah is intended lahatir l'talta l'tocha ba. The midoraisa itzer hotsoas rishus harabim b'shabbos. You're not allowed to carry rishus harabim on Shabbos. Midoraisa umahi rishus harabim, says Rashi. Svatya upratya gedola. The two examples mentioned here, the first two examples, kedamar and beperek itzias haShabbos davav. She domin l'digrei midbar. That's Rishus HaRabim, similar to Digay Midbar. That's why it can't be roofed, because Digay Midbar was not roofed. The Kol Nili de Shabbos Mishkan Gamrina. The Agolah Shilavim Berochav Yudvav Amma Azli Kedamim Bahazorik. Hilkach Lo Havish HaSarabim Barsha Mi Yudvav Amma Rochav. So it has to be 16 Amas wide Umfulash Mi Beis Rashi. That's Mifulash Mifulash in our case. Avom Mavli Kotser the Inarach of Yudvav Amma. Or inami rachav who ve'enam mefulas el rosh lecha pasuch shus rabim rosh echad sasim. Rashi has two variations on the mavui that is better than the mavui of shus rabim. It's not shus rabim. Either it's mavui sasim, in other words, only open one side to shus rabim, or it's not wide tezayinam. So it's not shus rabim. Diavi mefulas should have mystery b'korah. Rashi says, "Why to mefulas? You can't just be matik with the korah because." I have a real Shitz HaRabim here. Can I mean the Gemara? The came in the Rabbi Shitz HaRabim who sharing it to Tuli Bebe Na Torah Belishim Tikun. So really there should be no problem carrying in the Mavli. However, V'Rabbanan Gazer Alei Mishim Da'asi Le'echlufei B'Shitz HaRabim. So this is what the Chacham did on top of what's existing D'Oraisa. They said this Mavli can be confused with the Shitz HaRabim. We require some Tikun in the form of either a Lechi or a Korah. The Sharyua betakanta delechi o korah delevi hakeira. Rashi makes it seem as if it's both are serving as a hacker. That's a whole tumult. Whether it's mishum machitza, mishum hacker. Rashi makes it seem as delevi hakeira. The lolesi the mishri shosarabim gemura. So just again, in terms of the basics, there are two tiers in terms of what the Chachamim were doing. The Chachamim created a requirement of a tikkun in the form of a lechi or a korah. With regard to a mavui that's midoraisa v'shus hayachid, as Rashi would seem to be saying, and yet you can't carry unless you have a tikkun lechi or a korah. And there's a separate inyan, which is what we had in our braisa, and that is to carry from the house to a chaser, or from a chaser to a mavui. And even if that mavui has already a lechi or a korah, so vis-a-vis carrying within the area of the chaser and the mavui, you're fine. And if you had something near before Shabbos, you'd be able to carry if you have the tikkun of the lechi or the korah. But what's the other inyan? To carry from the house something that was in the house before Shabbos out to the chatzar, or from that was in the chatzar out to the mavui. That's where you need what's called, everyone has to join together, either as the chatzeros for the houses to carry to the chatzar, or shetuv mevos for the people of the chatzar carry to the mavui. In terms of the shita of the Rambam, that Rishus HaYachid is really four mechitzas, not three. So the Rambam has a very interesting formulation. You can be medayikas in both in Perek Yudalid and also in Perek Yudzayin. In Perek Yudalid, he tells you, Abba Rishuyas L'Shabbos, and he says, Ezer Rishuyas HaRabim, that we'll skip for a minute, those couple of lines. Then he says, and what's Rishuyas HaYachid? Tel Shegavoh Asar Tfachim, a mound that's 10 Tfachim high, V'rochav Arba Tfachim, Arba Tfachim. V'chein charit shu amak asav rochav abba abba, v'chein makom shu mukaf arba mechitzos. Govan asara v'nein abba abba. Oh yes, sir, okay. Afilu yesh bo kamilin mukaf gedira. That's another point we have to see. Mukaf gedira. That is Rishus HaYachid. And he says four mechitzos. That's the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Yudal Lacha Aleph. In Halacha Dalet, when the Rambam is listing Carmelis, the Rambam says, "Makom shehuka ba'aba mechitzos, gova mishlosa ba'arasara ubeinein." Arba, oh yes, sir. Okay. Let's say it's 4 by 4, but it's not 10. It's between 3 and 10 height. What do you call that? Four walls. But it's not 10 tefachim high. So what's that? Carmelis. And what else is a Carmelis, says the Rambam? A case of Makom Shemukaf Sholosh Mechitzos V'haruach revius v'shus harabim, kigon mavui she'en lo lechi okora v'ruach revius. So the mavui sasum that we talked about, absent a lechi or a korah, is what according to the Rambam? A karmelis. Right? So whereas most Rishonim would view that as a Rishus HaYachid, the Rambam would view that as a karmelis. So what happens when you put a lechi or a korah? What have you achieved? So here's the thing. So you could say, you can make into Rishus HaYachid that you have a fourth wall. But is that so by lechi and korah? That's the other Rambam that I gave you in Perek Yisrael. That's where the Rambam differentiates in lechi and korah. A lechi serves as a machitza. So now I have a Rishus HaYachid. A korah doesn't make a machitza. A korah allows you to carry, but it won't create Rishus HaYachid. Nafkamina, therefore, if you throw from Rishus HaRabim to this, you're not chayiv. Mavu she'echshero b'korah, says the Rambam, because all you've done is create a hacker, and the Chacham are willing to therefore be matir tiltul with that hacker. Then hazorik mitochol rishus harabim o rishus harabim mitochol chayiv shalechi hareu kimachitza beruach revius. So the Rambam is kishitasa. The Rambam says you need four walls for rishus hayachid. But three and a lechi is counted like four walls. Three and a korah is not four walls. And everyone else will hold, no, you have a rishus hayachid with the three walls. Again, every one of these points can be elaborated on a lot, but the Ravid argues in the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah's Ma'arech here. It's important Ma'aramok, important Yediya to understand the Machokis, Rishonim, the Rambam, and again the Be'er Halacha is Ma'arech here as well in the beginning of, what was it, the Bir Halacha, the first one. What was it? Shin Samach Gimel. Shin Samach Din Mavi Balechi. That's the Shin Samach Gimel. That's the Bir Halacha. Yeah. Okay, let's start already on the Tosis, I think. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
According to the Pita, say you only need three Mechitzos to have a Shechid Eraisa.
Yeah.
When you have a Mavi Mefulash Malachi, why wouldn't that be
so up? That's correct. So then, if you have a Mavi Mefulash and a Lechi, so what should you have now? You think you should have a Rishus Hayachid Deoraisa?
The Rashi said that you can't work from Fulah.
Because Lechi is not a Mechitza, maybe Fulah.
If Lechi is a Mechitza, then you should think you should have now three walls. Well, if Lechi is not a Mechitza, obviously correct. Lechi works as a Mechitza. But obviously you have to know, in other words, if they're opposite each other, is there a difference between they're opposite each other or they're perpendicular to each other? The Bir Halacha emphasizes the dad the einaf gemina ledia zu mishtei mechitzas hayu kimin gam mishtei mechitzas hayu zu kineged zu the gam besen mikvishus hayachet min haTorah kim sheish lo od lechi. He seems to say exactly what you say. If you have two mechitzos parallel, and then you have a lechi, that's a rishus hayachid. Okay. Wait. Then it said something else. This is where Asi Rabbi Batli. There's a whole other inyan that we didn't mention yet of Asi Rabbi Batli mechitzta. That's a whole. That's what he's going to say now. Okay. In rishus harabim halachas bena mechitzos. Here's the point. If you have two mechitzos opposite each other, and I have a lechi. So you'll tell me no, so what's wrong? So now I have Rishus HaYachid. We're going to see on the days, that's not the case. Of Yehuda is going to hold that way. Those who read the Gemara Vayter. But Muchach B'Shabbos Davav on the days, Mamesh, that's what we call it. Muchach B'Shabbos Davav on the days, Dilkul Yamalo Mahani B'Zeh HaLechi L'Shav Rishus HaYachid. And the reason is, Kima D'Rabim Bokin Bein HaMachitzis. So that's the answer to your question. In theory, you should be right, but there's another consideration that comes up. Yeah. Okay, what is Tosis bringing over here? There's a task of Tosis, and all the Rishonim are asking. Yeah, sure.
I was just wondering, the first Rashi on the Sugya?
Yeah.
Not the first Rashi, but Einan lo kirshus hayachid, that Rashi?
Yeah.
Why is he saying Mishum de Damiel rishus harabim? Why is he focusing on the fact that it's not similar to rishus harabim?
Now, why it's not Rishus HaYachid? Because it has certain characteristics of Rishus HaRabim. In other words...
Why couldn't Rashi just say it's not Rishus HaYachid? Because it doesn't have
the chitzos. Why does it have to add Dami Rishus HaRabim? It has a certain... Right, it's almost like there is no middle ground. It's like, you know, like from the Deraisa level, not being Rishus HaYachid is like being Rishus HaRabim.
And then you would think on the next Rashi, he should say... For look, Kirshus Arabim, Mishum Dedamya, Kirshus Yachamai.
Here he uses Digling Midgard's Gemara. Good. Here, I think about it. Tosus asks, Kasha Abirushus Lishabas, Kasha Lereshba. Listen, hey Rishus. Tosus says we should have a fourth listing in the Bryce. What is that? Daha Karfaf Yosem Ibeisa Sayim Shalo Hukaf Gedira. We'll soon explain it. Hazorik Mishus HaRabim with Tocho Ipcha Chayiv. We have a category, a case of Karfaf, an open area that's beyond the size of Beis HaSayim, that was not, that has an enclosure, but the enclosure was not for the sake of residence. And the halacha is, if someone would be Zorik Mishus HaRabim with Tocho or vice versa Chayiv, in that respect it's a Mishus HaYachid. It has, therefore, the chiyuv that comes with going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim and vice versa. And yet, it doesn't have the advantages of Rishus HaYachid that you can carry within it. The Emet Talkin Bo Elad Al Ramas. There is a halacha of Karfaf Yosem Beis HaSayim Shalhu Kaf Lidira. This is a major topic. It's already coming up on Dav Zayin. You can take a look, have you look at the Rashi on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph, where the Gemara mentions it in terms of the Shaka B'tari to Miyasha B'braisa later on Beis. So there's a case, the Gemara quotes it. Kihada Amar Ulam Rav Yochanan, this is exactly the example Tosis is referring to, on the second line of the Zayin, Karfaf, Yosem Beis HaSayim, Shehukaf Medira, Hazor Ketochu Chayef, my time Mechitzehi El Shemachuseres Diyur. In other words, what do you have going for this case to make it Rishus HaYachid? The Mechitzes. What do you have that's sort of undermining the Rishus HaYachid status of this example? It's not. It's so big that it's not called, and it's not Hukaf Gedira. If something is smaller, then the potential people could live in that area is there. Therefore, it doesn't matter whether L'maisa you have someone living there or not. It doesn't matter the Poel if it's a size that would be imagined to be an area that people could live, that would be enough to be considered to be a Rishus HaYachid. But if it's the size of Yosem Beis HaSayim, so if you Maisa intended to be Ladira, there was a house there, and then you built the enclosure after that, so that's obviously also Rishus HaYachid. The problem is that you have the size being very big, very wide area, and it was not Hukaf Ladira. And therefore it has a special status in a way. On the one hand, the Chachamim said, we don't want you carrying Dalet Amos in this area. And yet, the halacha is, as Ula is machadish over here, the machok is an Ervin, peizayin there, but umaisa Ula said to Rav Yochanan that hazor gotochel chayv. Why? Because don't think there's no Rishus HaYachid status. It does have a Rishus HaYachid status. Why? I have a machitza. A machitza that was not, for the sake of dira, still has a din machitza for Rishus HaYachid. That's essentially his chidush. Don't think, that's what the words are saying. Don't think that the fact that it's not Hukaf Ladira takes away the shame Machitza. That it should be called Rishus HaYachid based on the Machitza. No, Machitza hi. Ela she mechuseres de yurin. Says Rashi on the top of Dav Zayin. The Ashmi'inan, the Afagab de Akefa Yesen Beis HaSayim, the area that's enclosing is more than Beis HaSayim. The Hukaf Ladira, meaning it's no house there. Before you made the enclosure, there was no house there. And regarding Tiltil, Habi Karmelis, Kidamin Be'ervinch, Ein Metalkin Bo Elam Dalit Bedalit, Afil Hachi Dorais Mishus Yachidi, Vasog Mishus Rab Mutokachai. So what does that mean? The Chachamim created an Isser to carry Dalit Amis in his Karfaf Shavu Hukaf Ladira Yosem Be'Sasan. So Tosus sees that as a basis for a question on our Braisa. Our Braisa has four categories. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, and Mokom Tur, with different dinim. And what does Tosa say? I have another category. I have another case. This case that is like a hybrid. On the one hand, you're chayiv if you're zorek utocho or mitocho to reshus a rabbin, and yet also utalta more than dalad amis. That's Tosa's kasha. The yesh loma. So what is Tosa's answer? The ahi reshus a yachid gomor. It's that case is not a fit for another category in the Braisa. It is a Rishus HaYachid. But regarding that which you can't carry more than four Amos, the Chachamim gave it a din of Karmelis. There's nothing to be added there. Everything you have there has already been mentioned. Why? Rishus HaYachid is its status. That's already been mentioned. The Chacham gave it a din karmelis, l'gabe wat, carrying four amas. Been mentioned. Therefore, there's nothing that would be added in this case. You have to know what did Tosus think in the question. The facts Tosus knew. Tosus knew everything about the halachas of this case of karfaf. That if you throw two rishus, from Rishus HaYachid to from Rishus HaRabim to it, or from it to Rishus HaRabim, that you chayev, that Tosus knew. That you can't carry more than four amas, Tosus knew. Tosus still asked the kasha. But Tosus answer. What changed in the teretz? Tosus says it. No reason to mention it. Why? If it was just Yechid Gamor, but Asuka Karmelis. And I already mentioned Karmelis. So that's one thing we have to figure out. What does Tosus need to answer they didn't know before? What changed in the Teretz? You have a thought?
Maybe in the question, it's assuming that it needs every single specific kind of case or rishos needs its own din, needs its own statement. But even the Maskana is saying, all you need is, like, there's four, like, basic categories of dinim, and if one is fulfilled by two of them,
you have to regard by the language a little bit. What does Tosus seem to be machadish in the Teretz? That's what I want you to understand. Look at the lashon of Tosus. What seems to be what seems to jump out in the Teretz? Tosa, that's why the kasha's answer. But before I take any one more possibilities, and then Tosa throws in at the end, and therefore, by the same reasoning, we can explain also why it doesn't count in the list of four, the case of chatzah shelo irvu. What is this referring to? That was what we had in the Braisa itself. Those cases where you've already done your lechi, your kora. So from that perspective, you can carry in the Mavli and the Chatzir. But what can you not do without an Eruv? Chatziros, you can't carry from the house, something that was in the house before Shabbos, out to the Chatzir. So Eruv Mutarin, lo Eruv Asurin. The Tosus is sort of now touching on the question. So that also should be mentioned as a separate category. And the answer is, l'hachinami, the same reason. What would be the answer, Tosus means? Because fundamentally, what do I have here? I have Rishus HaYachid. Elamai, the Chacham said, you're not going to carry from the house to the Chatzah. But basically, it's Rishus HaYachid, so it's all covered already. So what's strange about the way Tosus reads? Let me see if someone can have an obvious question here. Tosus asked the Kasha from where? From Karfaf, which is a Sugya in Erevin. Okay, it's mentioned of Zion, Daf ahead. But it's really Sugya in Erevin. And he gives the teretz. And then he says, and with this teretz, what else do I resolve? Why does it mention chatzah shelo irvu? What should Tosa have done? Ask for chatzah shelo irvu, give a teretz. And then said, and with this, we can answer another kasha from the karfaf. What is Tosa focusing on karfaf to ask his kasha? And that everyone seems to be asking from karfaf. And then, with this teretz, we can answer this too. What's going on? Chartos should have asked. Mimercha tavi lachma, right? That's right here. This is right, it's right here. So, there's a very nice thing. The Chachas Manoach in the back says something which I think is very good for Shad and Tosis. He says, Lamaisa, the case of Chatzah shelo irvu really has an easier answer. Really, you could say a few different things. He says one svara. Lamaisa, we could maybe say a little bit different. Chatzah shelo irvu has a simple answer. That doesn't fit as another example, another category in the Braisa. So why? What does he say? Because Chatzesh Le'irvu has a very clear association with Rishus HaYachid. You want to make it a total Rishus HaYachid? All you have to do is make an Erev. It can be made into Rishus HaYachid Gamur. Very simple. It's very easy. So to the extent that you have the potential to make Rishus HaYachid, it's already a mixed Rishus HaYachid already now. So therefore, it doesn't get mentioned as a separate case. Because a karf of shaluka for dira, it is what it is, and it's not changing. There's no opportunity that you have to make it, to change its halacha, and suddenly to allow you to carry more than four. That halacha, it's stuck with that limitation. That's us to carry four amos, more than four amos. There's nothing you can do to make it better. With Chatzar Shalom Irvu is the fact that it's low Irvu. So the fact that you could be Ma'ariv and then be allowed to carry from the house out, so it already has already the potential of being Rishus Yachid. So it just needs to be, you know, you need to do it. So therefore, really, it's not a kasha at all. The only thing is, Karfav is a kasha. Once I answer Karfav, does this now have another answer for the other case? That's what he wants to suggest. The emes is, even separate from that, it's a unique Isser over there. It's not Isser carrying per se. The Isser is specifically to carry what was in the house, which is also like shows you it's a different issue. It's a you could argue that it's a stam an Isser. The Chacham gave you can't carry from the house because it's like a Gzeira. Like Rashi says, it's a Gzeira. So it could be that for that reason it's not. It doesn't belong. Of course it's a Rishus HaYachid. The Chacham just made a Gzeira. L'archid gas Adam and Aveira. Like Rashi emphasizes. So B'chal, that doesn't belong here. It's not an Isser B'etzem. L'maisa Rashi, maybe Rashi meant to answer this kasha too. And Rashi explains that Hach nosa la mechil dal v'shriyasi. What did Rashi want you to know? As Rashi says right before it, Rashi says, they just made an issue, because of that, it's just an issue, it's not really a new category at all. It could be Tosis agrees to some extent that it really wasn't a kasha. If you want to start the ball rolling, you can't ask a kasha from the case of Chatzar, either from the Chachas Menoach's reason, because you have an easy way to make a tikkun, or because of what we're saying right now, it's not an Issa de Rabbanan, but it's not in any way altered from its status of Rishus HaYachid. But then let's come back to Tosis. Why did Tosis think that it was a kasha from Karfav? So you could say, well, you can't fix it so easily. I want you to think about this, Mitzvah, and we'll come back to it with vis-a-vis the other Rishonim, but you'll notice the Rishonim make it seem as if Tosis is having a hard time here, and the answer is very simple. And then you look at their words, it doesn't sound like they're saying something so far removed than Tosis, but they really are. Tosis is saying more than what Tosa Rush says, and the Ramban, and the Rashba. So it could be there's more to Tosis here than meets the eye, and for this, it's good to look at the Tosis that I gave you in Erevin, with Rabbeinu Tamshita, about carrying from a Karfav to a Karmelis. What's the halacha to carry from a karfav, shalukaf gadira, to a karmelis? Would it be asur or mutter? Now, if it's more than dalet amos, you have a problem. So let's imagine you're carrying physically less than dalet amos. You're going from quote unquote karmelis A, if this is a karmelis, to karmelis B. What should be the halacha? That's interesting, and maybe we'll talk about that on Sunday, and then I want to go on to the next piece of Gemara. Dani, yeah.
Tosis is answering that basically we have a hybrid of two different types of Rishios that are listed in the Mishnah.
Yes, mm-hmm. And that should therefore count as a separate category.
Yeah. So why isn't the Karmelis also a hybrid of
Mishnah versus
the other Rishios?
Right. See, so why mention Karmelis? Good question. Good. I'm thinking of this. So what do you have to say? It's true, but it's not a din that's been mentioned already. Here, every aspect of the din of Karfav has already been covered. You're quite right. L'chaira, Karmelis is also a hybrid. But the dinim themselves that Karmelis has, What does Kamalis have? What halacha? You can't carry midrabanan, but midraisa you could carry. We haven't seen that yet. The dinim of Kamalis have not yet been addressed. From the perspective of the dinim themselves, there has not been any precedent for this. But as far as the dinim separate that you can identify by kafaf, all of that has already been stated. So it could be that's why Kamalis would not be a problem. All right, so short words, yeah? Rosh Chodesh Iyar, how can we not say anything Rosh Chodesh Iyar?